Listening Library presents Lunch Money by Andrew Clements, read for you by John H. Mayer. Chapter 1. Talent. Greg Kenton had heaps of talent. He was good at baseball and even better at soccer. He had a clear singing voice and he also played the piano. He was a whiz at sketching and drawing, and he did well at school. Reading, science, music, writing, art, math, gym, social studies, the whole deal. But as good as he was at all these things, Greg's greatest talent had always been money. Greg had never taken money lessons. He hadn't had a money tutor or gone to money camp. His talent with money was natural. He had always understood money. He knew how to save it, how to keep track of it, how to grow it, and most of all, how to make it. It takes some kids years and years to figure out that everything is worth something. Not Greg. Sitting in a grocery cart by the door of the supermarket, he had watched, with sharp brown eyes, as his mom dropped a small metal disc into a red machine. Then she'd turned the crank, and a handful of M&Ms had rattled out into her hand. Greg loved the sweet, crunchy taste, but it wasn't the candy that had captured his imagination. It was that shiny silver coin. While he was still a skinny preschooler with curly brown hair, Greg had learned to keep his eyes and ears open. One day at breakfast, his biggest brother Ross griped, "How come I have to make my bed? I'm just going to mess it up again tonight." His other